This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Whenever you use the term slander, people immediately think, well, that's the spreading of lies. I've always thought that. But a new look at slander today will define it in this way, that sometimes slander cannot be just spreading lies, it can be spreading the truth. The Bible says this, to speak the truth in love, and I think it's possible to do that with people. It is possible to speak the truth in love. But more often than not, people speak the truth with the intent to hurt. People speak the truth with the intent of getting even. People speak the truth with the intent to wound or to get revenge. And so that's part of slander. It's not just spreading a lie, it's spreading the truth. I found a great illustration of how saying the truth can be done to slander a person, just to say the truth. I don't know what ships do now in terms of ships on the sea, whether they be cruise ships, merchant ships, or navy ships, but it used to be that ships would have what's called the ship's log. And every day, at least in the old days of shipping and the shipping industry, the captain or one of the first officers would write down their location, they would write down the weather conditions, the sea conditions, anything unusual that happened on the ship that day. And that log was kept so that the owners of the ship could look at those logs later and keep a record of what was happening. Well, one author tells the story about one particular ship where the first mate, second in command of this particular ship, got into the liquor cabinet and he got drunk. And when the ship's captain that day wrote down what happened that day, he made a note, said, first mate, drunk today. And when the first mate saw that, he said, you're going to ruin my career. I mean, when the owners see that, I'll probably lose my job. And the captain said, hey, it's the truth. That's what happened today. It's in the log. 3 or 4 days went by, and it was the first mate's turn to keep the log of the day. He was on duty, and he wrote down the ship's location. He wrote down the weather, the sea conditions, and then he wrote this note. The captain was sober today. The captain was sober. Now, some of you will get that later. It'll hit you later. He said the truth, but the purpose of his statement was to wound, to get even. Sometimes we say the truth with the intent of hurting. And here's the question I want to ask you. Has there ever been a time in your life when you sought to injure somebody by telling the truth? And in your spirit, you knew this is going to get him. This is going to get her, and I'm going to get even with her. I'm going to share the truth, not in love, but sometimes people share or speak the truth in hatred. Be careful when you find yourself speaking the truth in hatred or in hostility or anger. Let's bring up verse 10 again. It's the last verse I read last week, the first verse I read today, but it says, humble yourselves before the Lord and he will lift you up. I'm convinced, I didn't say this last week, but anything positive in your life spiritually comes out of humility. Anything that's positive in your life spiritually cannot be traced back to pride. It has to be traced back to humility. Anything positive in your marriage spiritually is connected with humility. When a husband or wife humbled themselves before the Lord or humbled themselves before the other. And by the way, that's something that's done mutually, not exclusively by one or the other. Part of being in a marriage relationship is that you humble yourself with your spouse. In other words, both people act humble, not one or the other. It's not a requirement of one, but the other one doesn't have to do that. And what's the promise? The Lord will lift you up.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.